Here's an email I received from Anne who has a crush on her therapist. See what advice you might give her. Dear Dr. Kenner, I've been working with an online therapist for over 2 years. About 5 months into therapy, I developed a crush on my therapist, although I've never met him. I brought up my feelings, which was very difficult, and he responded that cognitive therapists don't deal with transference. I have been keeping my feelings to myself since, but they are often very problematic. I recently sent my therapist a small gift, and he let me know that he would probably be able to find someone to give it to, which I took rather hard. I am married, so this fantasy life drains energy from my marriage. I started therapy to get over a crush on a man that I worked with, and now I'm full circle in pain again. Should I quit therapy, find a new therapist, or try to talk to my therapist about my obsession? My therapist is at the top of his field, but I think my therapy has become derailed. Thank you, sincerely, Anne. Anne, I agree with you. I think it's been derailed for the 19 months. I mean, when you try to hold something in like, hey, I'm in love with you, guy, even though we've never met and we only have a relationship online, I feel really valued by you. I feel nurtured by you. Well, you know, that's what a therapist is for. A therapist is there to listen to you. It's typically a one-way relationship where you are in necessarily and properly in the spotlight. So you feel understood. You feel valued. You learn how to value yourself. You learn lifetime skills, especially if he's at the top of his field. You're learning very good skills. So it is really, really, really common. It's a hazard of the trade that it would be normal for you to feel some attraction towards him. He's warm, he's engaging, he's interested and invested in your well-being. And what happens in longer-term marriages? I mean, even in a year-long marriage, this can happen. Sameness sets in. You have to deal with the day-to-day business of life, the frustrations. Why did you leave your the toothpaste open again? You left the toilet seat up. I like the lights turned off. And can't you do your own dishes? And, you know, you don't have this with your therapist, and you didn't have this, I'm assuming, with the guy at work that you had a crush on, because, you know, they talk about work spouses, but you don't have to deal with kids and in-laws and the day-to-day living that you typically do in a marriage, even though in business you would have a business life together. It still doesn't deal with all of the nitty-gritty things that you have to weave together in order to have a flourishing marital relationship. And of course, it's online, so it's seemingly safe. So it sounds like your coping strategy for a marriage that is less than satisfactory is to escape into this wonderful world of imagining some guy in your life being the ideal partner. That is not serving you well. You know it. That's why you sought therapy. Your therapist absolutely needs the information, Anne, that you have a crush on him, because then he can decide. If it's gone on for too long, 19 months, he may say, Anne, you definitely need to find another therapist, and I would recommend a female therapist. You know, he might say something like that, where you may not have the male attraction there or the sexual attraction. He may recommend a different type of therapy for you, or he may be willing to work with you so that you can be realistic about the relationship with him and use some wonderful cognitive therapy techniques, looking at where your marriage became derailed, looking at how to repair it, looking at core ideas about yourself and your ideas about romance, doing thought records. These are all cognitive therapy techniques, and developing and practicing a new coping strategy that's better for you. So that's between you and him to see whether you should continue with him. He may recommend couples therapy, maybe with an elderly female therapist, someone whom neither you or your husband are attracted to. But what this brings up, your fantasy is basically you being in love with with an idea of romance that you're obviously not getting in your marriage. And so that's a conversation with your hubby. And if you need therapy to have that conversation, sometimes people feel safer with some guidance, you can do that. Look at what would make romance thrive. And I would recommend the book that I wrote with Dr. Ed Locke, The Selfish Path to Romance, How to Love with Passion and Reason, which you can get at Amazon.com. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner. The show's The Rational Basis of Happiness, toll-free 1-877-DR-KENNER.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner and co-author Dr. Edwin Locke.
Genuine self-esteem does not depend simply on your practical successes and failures, but on your method of thinking and your choice to act on the basis of your best thinking. It means being in mental focus. You're in charge of whether and how you think. How you think affects the practical outcomes you achieve, but outcomes are not always fully in your control. What's important is that you do what is possible with what is in your control. If you earn your own self-esteem, you make yourself more lovable. And in the end, you'll attract more and better individuals as potential partners.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com. And you can buy The Selfish Path to Romance at amazon.com.